Native American actress Misty Upham had an impressive resume. A couple of years ago, she appeared on screen with Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts in the film August, Osage County. But Upham also had a history of mental illness. In October 2014, Upham was living in Auburn with her parents, and that's when she went missing. An investigation by the Guardian newspaper found the Auburn police did very little to help find her. Kristen Miaris-Young wrote that piece for The Guardian. Young told Jeannie Andel about the Auburn Police Department's last interaction with Upham. A deli worker called and said Upham was shoeless and hiding in the bushes outside the store. When the police arrived on the scene, they dragged Upham from the bushes, handcuffed her, and put her in the squad car.
And one of the officers said to her, "Well, if you're so famous, you know, if you're an actress, why don't you call up your friend Robin Williams and have him come save you?" And when the Auburn PD later characterized their interactions with Misty Upham, they said that they had acted with professionalism and compassion. And I think that this officer's own report from that evening, he admitted that he mocked her and her kind of lack of agency. I mean, once you're in the back of that patrol car, they're the only ones who can really let you out.
During this final interaction with the Auburn police, where she was handcuffed and put in the back of the car, she had a lot going on in her personal life. What was happening in Misty Upham's personal life at that time?
Well, she had moved to Washington State to kind of gather resources and to help her father in his recovery from a stroke. And they were living in her sister's small apartment. And she had always been one of the main financial supports for her parents. But I think that the hardest thing for her was that she had just suffered a miscarriage. And she had very much wanted to keep this son, and she was not able to. At the same time that she suffered that trauma, because she had moved from California to Washington and was accessing health care through the Indian Health Service, she needed to go through a process to reapply for her prescriptions for benzodiazepines, which she used to control her anxiety, which was rampant. And she also was suffering from depression, and she had PTSD as a result of a series of rapes in her childhood. And so she had been in Washington for months, and, you know, one by one, these prescriptions were running out. And so she, according to her friends and family, turned to alcohol to try to dull this constant anxiety and panic that she suffered. And I think about that, being in a very small apartment, suffering from panic attacks, being so far away from the culture that supported her acting. And I think the pressure of maintaining that became too much to bear.
Misty Upham went missing about 6 weeks later. She went missing on October 5th, 2014. She left the apartment very upset. What did the police do next at that point?
Her father went after her, but was not, you know, immediately behind her, but close enough. When he got down to the bottom of the stairs, the first thing the police said was like, "Hey," and they made him go back upstairs to search the apartment. They did not believe him that she was not there. And those were critical minutes. We know from the King County Medical Examiner's estimate that she died around 9 p.m. that same day in woods that are a very short walking distance. In fact, she and her father used to walk their dog by those woods all the time. But what we don't know is, where did she go immediately? When those police officers were with her father, was she already in the woods? We don't know that.
I'm talking with Seattle-based freelance reporter Kristen Miaris-Young. She reported a piece about the Native American actor Misty Upham, who went missing in Auburn in October of last year. After she'd been missing for close to 2 weeks, her body was found by family friends. In the process of reporting this story for The Guardian, what did you learn about what the Auburn police did to try and find Misty Upham once she went missing?
What I found is that they did not invest the necessary time and resources to find or search for Misty. While they did conduct an investigation over a period of months, it was intermittent. And I know that had it been one of their daughters who had gone missing, they would have created a radically different response.
How do you know that?
If you look at other investigations that they were conducting. They used their Facebook page as a way to gather tips. They put information out there. They gave out updates. You know, they didn't even go to Facebook to distribute a photo of Misty. It would have taken them 5 seconds to put a photo of Misty online, but they never did. In fact, the only time that they began sharing on social media or via press release what was happening with Misty was when their constant pressure from the public and the media made it more efficient for them to do so rather than responding individually to the media requests. And when they first received those calls and emails, they said, no, we have no plans to even create a press release to confirm that Misty is missing and ask for tips leading to her appearance. That's minimum. That's a bare minimum to announce that a member of your community is missing and ask for tips.
Clearly this bothers you. Working on this story has gotten under your skin a little bit, it seems like, from what I'm observing. What is it that got under your skin about this?
Well, I think as a human being, I believe that each human life has value. And Misty Uppen was treated like her life had no value. And that fundamental injustice rankled. It still rankles. But also, I think about this person who, against all odds, had accomplished tremendous things. She was a preeminent Native actress, and she was young still. And so that all of that grit and determination would be dismissed because she was a brown woman who occasionally acted erratically in front of the police. And knowing how much I and everyone rely on the police to keep us safe, it made me feel tremendously unsafe to know that care is so subjective. And on a more personal level, you know, she and I were pregnant at around the same time. And, you know, I was able to birth my son, and I think about the joy that he's brought me and what that kind of joy might have done for Misty during this difficult time in her life, whether it would have made the difference. And in the end, it's a combination of factors. We don't know what would have made the difference for her, but that she was not given that chance. She deserved better.
Kristen Miarez-Young is a Seattle-based reporter and writer. Her story about the disappearance and death of Native American actor Misty Uppen was published in The Guardian newspaper. Young spoke to Jeannie Yandel.